Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. That is Father Jim you hear playing the clarinet in our theme music. His preaching today is entitled, Lord, Help Me Carry My Cross.
Luke 9, verses 22 to 25. The Chosen One, Jesus said, must suffer grievously, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the religious scholars, be put to death, and then be raised up on the third day. Then Jesus said to all of them, you who wish to be my followers must deny your very self. Take up your cross, the instrument of your own death, every day, and follow in my steps. If you would save your life, you'll lose it. And if you would lose your life for my sake, you'll save it. What profit is there in gaining the whole world if you lose or forfeit yourselves in the process? The Gospel of the Lord. We set out on this Lenten journey right away, right off the bat, being reminded it's all about the cross. It's all about the cross of Jesus. It's all about the cross of any who follow him. In all these years of preaching about the cross of Jesus Christ, I think I have finally learned a pretty significant lesson. When I preach the cross of Jesus Christ among the people of God, I must preach with utmost sensitivity, with an awareness that my audience, my congregation, may in fact know more about the cross than I will ever know. The people of God need not be preached down to with exhortations of how best to carry their crosses. Rather, in many cases, if not most, the people of God should be preached up to for the valor and courage they show in bearing such heavy crosses so faithfully. A few years ago, 5 to be exact, I found myself in situations of listening to the troubles and woes of so many people. One story after another was more painful than the last. Yet, though the people talking to me were clearly suffering so profoundly, at the same time, it was their faith that brought me to my knees. Their faith brought me to tears. In response to this period in my life and ministry of hearing such woeful stories one after another, I wrote a song to honor these folks. It's sort of a country western song. I can't sing the whole song without a keyboard, but I'll sing the refrain and just speak the words of the verses. The words seemed to have flowed directly from their hearts to my own. The title of the song is, Lord, Help Me Carry My Cross. The refrain carries that title at the end of each of 3 verses.
Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry my cross.
The first verse sings, Lord, help me carry this burden I bear. Please help relieve my weary soul. Sometimes I feel completely overwhelmed. Sometimes so broken, I just cry and cry. Lately, I fear it's more than I can stand.
Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry my cross.
The second verse, Lord, I am weary, bewildered, and scared. God, I can barely raise my head. Sometimes I doubt you even hear my prayers. Sometimes you seem so far away from me. Frightened, I feel abandoned and alone.
Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry my cross.
Then the third verse becomes more hopeful. Lord, how I long to believe you are near. Let me feel your power in my life. Teach me to trust your ever-present love. Deepen my faith that I may know your peace. Guide me to a hope that is greater than my pain.
Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry. Lord, help me carry my cross.
The people of God need not be preached down to with exhortations of how best to carry their crosses. Rather, in many cases, if not most, they should be preached up to for the valor and courage they show in bearing such heavy crosses so faithfully. We begin Lent reminded of the cross of Jesus, and our own crosses. And we humbly pray,
Lord, help me carry my cross.